NamNab is a podcast that deals with the grisly details of a variety of topics, including true crime cases, government cover-ups, conspiracies, and the paranormal. This content is not suitable for everyone. Viewer discretion is advised.
She was murdered.
What's up, my dudes? Welcome back.
This is Not a Monster, Not a Boogeyman.
I'm Naomi.
I'm Janae.
And I'm Les. And we have a very special guest with us today.
Hello.
It's almost like she's not even a guest anymore.
I was going to say, when are we just going to...
You love her.
When are we just going to add her?
Naye.
Naye, I'm back.
All right. So I have kind of a spooky episode for you because we've been doing such heavy shit on the show that we just like kind of needed a break. Plus I like myths and legends, so
woo.
Yeah, I got two for you today. First one will be La Pascualita.
Ooh.
From Chihuahua, Mexico.
Exciting.
Yeah, so this is like, I would say like a lot of people visit her in that state. It's pretty well known. Basically, this is a mannequin we're referring to. The store itself is also called La Pascualita. Is like, is that like a nickname for brides at all, or is it just the store's owner? Okay, I was just making sure.
Yeah, no, just her daughter.
I think
essentially
it's her, the daughter. I think it's the owner and her daughter's name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, a long, long ass time ago, I don't even know, like over 90 years ago. How much is that? 1920s, probably 1918s.
I can't do math.
I don't know either.
I'm a social worker.
Yeah, so about 90 years
no
ago.
No one in this podcast can do math.
9 years ago. 90.
90. How? Why? Okay, I'm going to just do it now. This is really
nine
like, we
years
all
ago.
Graduated university.
All social sciences.
Yeah. 1931.
Ooh.
So okay. I've been there for a while. So basically, a lot of time people go to visit this mannequin, A, because she's known to be very haunted. I think that's just a myth and legend that's around the realisticness that she looks super real.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also said that if you get the dress that she's wearing as a bride to be, mm-hmm. you're going to have a really lucky marriage. So people will pay top dollar for that dress. Yeah,
ooh,
but it's
like money.
Apparently, because of how old this mannequin is, and I'm just going to show them a picture. We'll have pictures again on our website and Instagram of this lifelike mannequin. But honestly, I really want to see it in person because it's so weird. Okay, I'm looking her up now. She is for her day and age, I would say she is pretty freaking realistic and really nice.
I mean, for that time, right? That year, the materials that had to be used to mm-hmm. create this.
Were really hard to come by.
Structure.
Yeah, and it's it's
the detail. Yeah, the details. Yeah, it's handmade.
What? Yes.
And the detail. Yeah, the details are to the point.
And so this is a picture of the store owner's daughter who passed away shortly after. Don't they kind of?
Yeah, she was a bride to be. She was going to get married too.
Yeah, and so she either got poisoned by a scorpion or a spider.
Mm.
So both probably a scorpion, but I'm not too sure. She passed away, unfortunately, and then that's why her mom named her after the store. But it is known that the mannequin sometimes follows people with her eyes.
Mm.
People have seen her smile. There's a lot of that kind of really creepy stuff that goes on. But yeah, it is so historical, has to be handled with quite a bit of care because it's pretty sensitive. So yeah, you have to have gloves on and stuff, but the weird thing is, she has all anatomy. So she's fully atomic.
She's that's anatomically correct.
Yeah.
Why?
So
why?
She has a vagina.
Why
that's
is
right.
she anatomically correct?
I don't
like that.
Know. That's the weird thing. So that's
it's a mannequin.
That was above
no
all.
No mannequin.
No.
No.
So above all.
Ever.
That was the strangest detail because they've had they've had morticians and mannequinists. I don't know if that's the word. And people who build mannequins.
Mannequinists.
Sculptors? What are you guys called?
A store? For her.
Yeah,
1920s.
Factories and stuff that did
fuck?
That.
We don't even
shit,
have
right?
mannequins that look like this day and
they
age.
They can barely make fat mannequins, let alone one with a fucking vagina, dude.
Right.
What?
That's right.
Just a really That's strange right. detail to me because it's like, but why?
Right.
It's like you guys wouldn't even model pantyhose at the time. Like, yeah, and her eyelashes are very realistic too.
Yeah.
I think they do use real hair. Yeah. The fucked up thing too. But so yeah, a lot of people think that this is just like the preserved corpse, like yep. living corpse of the woman's daughter.
That's horrible.
And like honestly, I don't know, man. It's just really strange that she's anatomically correct. Like if anyone knows why, and yeah, even they don't know necessarily why. But I heard also her. I would love if they just like took a picture of her naked for people because I want to know.
God. No,
like,
but true.
Is it all
for science?
Like, the whole thing,
full body, like very realistic.
Probably.
Does she have full feet? Like I have a lot of questions that are not answered ever. People said that her mom loved her so much that she wanted her to live forever. She had a very hard time dealing with her passing.
It's like Carl Tanzler.
And that shit was real.
And that's
that
why
was a real
I'm
human.
Okay.
This is too much.
That was a real human.
Yeah, that was a real human.
But I think she's beautiful. Overall, I think she's, beautiful.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
If it is the daughter, she's, you know, she's taking care of her mom's shop. And Aww. She's lucky. She's blessing all kinds
that's
of brides.
Sweet.
I mean,
so,
that's
like,
a good
a
thing.
Because like,
if she wants to protect the shop, that means that there's a positive connection there, yes?
Well, and she's also not cursing these brides to be. You know, if that was like a thing, that would be. Oh, but the same thing as like Harold. If you speak poorly to her or like ill of her, like it's said to be that you've had some little curse on you.
Oh yeah, like Robert the Doll.
But yeah, they were like taking pictures of her one time and they swear, and there's like this really kind of cheesy video online, but she smiles and it is kind of weird. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, like I saw the corners also, but it could very well be manipulation, you know.
Of
but
course, like,
oh,
well,
so
the
spooky
girl who works there. She basically was like, I see her all the time, but we're basically at the back of the store where she's always at the front. So, like, if she was doing stuff,
we wouldn't know.
But there have been people who claimed that they heard her, like, moving around. Like, people who've worked there in the past. And that she'll be in the position and then, like, be in a different position.
It's like fucked up Toy Story, and I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
But, yeah, if you want to see her.
The Weeping Angels, maybe.
You know, it's really well visited. So, and they have some nice dresses. Not going to lie.
If you're trying to get married.
Very cute. Don't ever bring up the Weeping Angels. I will fucking cry.
So, yeah, that was, like, haunted thing. This is going to be a haunted place. The Ancient Ram Inn. Have you heard of it before?
I have.
I haven't.
Yeah.
What have you heard?
So to be completely honest, I have just watched the Shitty Ghost Adventures episode.
Yes, me too. That's where I found
so.
It wasn't Ghost Adventures though. It was Nuke's Top 5. Ghosts that'll make you want to punch. That was my best impression. I think he's Canadian. Anyway, I think we should totally do something like that too. But Janae's scared. She's too scared.
I am. I don't. Fuck.
No, this one is
with
scary.
Spirits.
I
like,
want
I
to
not
do
go
it.
To this one. What about that road down in fucking Arvada? I'll talk of Riverdale really quick before I start this because it's like actually kind of fucking creepy.
Yeah.
It's like weird. Not just like occurrences have definitely happened on that road, but also like every time I've been in a car with someone, something weird happens to them. Mm-hmm. Like they get aggressive, and it's like a 30-mile-per-hour zone in a neighborhood in small town Arvada that like for some reason everyone that I've known has been really fast on that road. And also we recently had someone we know pass away, two people pass away because of the same reason, that they were just speeding. I imagine there could have been alcohol, but it was just that. So yeah, like weird things happen, and we could totally go there, but I'm a little sketched out by that.
No, that sort of stuff I don't feel comfortable with.
That one's like real
ones
real.
Where like yeah, where it hurts people, like, that's different.
Yeah,
it's like a energy place.
Yeah.
No, that road is really scary though, because when you read stories and stuff, it's like people will have people running alongside their car.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
as they're driving and shit.
Yeah,
no.
There's been vision, like a boy, a little boy that people always talk about seeing, and I totally believe it because I bet you someone hit him there because they're going too fast. And I totally believe that stuff. So that kind of, and on this episode that I've watched too, of like a History Channel episode of like haunted places in England, which is plentiful. Haunted spirits, and I wonder why. But he basically explained, like, from a physicist perspective, like what a ghost possibly could be. And it was like basically how energy is neither created or destroyed, right? Mm-hmm. He was basically saying that that only applies to our realm, but that sometimes a ghost might even kind of traverse that law, and that's why it's here, is it's energy that wasn't created or destroyed. It's just lingering, and it's not supposed to, but there's like ways that
makes a lot of sense.
There's ways that it recycles the energy that comes around it. Mm-hmm. So like, so for like example, if you have a good energy in there, mm-hmm. it might take that and go and then just like spit out and get it back to negative, because the negative builds it more, because they can stay here longer.
Right.
Usually it's sadness, fear, anger.
Or like if it's a really traumatic event, like that kind of scars the energy of a location.
Yes.
So like if you go to a place where like a lot of abuse happened, a lot of like, if you go to like mental institutions or old like shit like that, there's a lot of really negative energy there because of the trauma that's occurred.
When I walk in hospital, I don't like it because it makes me think that I'm already dead. Like, it's all white. It's all a maze. There's so many doors. There's so many people that are not kind. They're just treating you like a ghost, basically. Yeah, hospital is a very sad place, and I could say that it might be because of that. But then there's also really good things that happen there, right? Like life.
Yeah.
But yeah, what an interesting place, a hospital. Let's get into this guy. So that episode of Nuke's Top 5, Ghost That'll Make You Want to Punch, it's called that because of the people who visited this place. So another ghost hunter group, I forget what they were called, but basically they go in there, they have a whole camera crew, they were able to get like a private touring of the place. They go to the witch's room, that is known to be one of the most haunted rooms in the whole inn, and they kind of, I think things were going kind of slowly, so they chose to sort of, well, one of them antagonizes the ghost. Not the best decision in this place. He literally gets hit. The inn itself is placed on... It was built in 1145, first off. 1145. Like, that shit is... Yeah.
Jesus.
And it was a former priest residence and a public house. Basically, the oldest building in England's Wotton Under Edge. It's in, where is it called? I think it was Worcestershire, England. Worcestershire, England. I'm going to go with that one. But it also is built on low-lying wetlands near the Potter's Pond. Mm-hmm. But a leyland is what they call it. So Stonehenge is like super close also. And it's basically laid on this parallel like area that is known for paranormal activity. There's only a few other occurrences of it in the world. Yeah, so that's why they think the pagans practice their magic there. So it's also built on a pagan burial ground where human sacrifice happened, like actual fossils of human sacrifice, which were mostly kids. So it's fucked up.
Jesus.
Just a perfect recipe for hauntedness.
Oh yeah,
St. Mary's Church was right by it. So during the Crusades, basically everyone who was thought to be a witch was murdered. So legend tells it this girl who was actually part of the monastery for nuns, she basically gets accused of being a witch, and they hunt her down. She runs to the inn, to this room, the witch's room, and burns there. Yeah. So, they find her there and then take her outside and burn her on the grounds. But yes, that was the last place she was hiding. Mm-hmm. And that's who they think haunts the room. Yeah. And this fucking group, man, this guy, so they all sleep in different parts of the inn. This guy's like, so you were a witch, huh? Like, you practice magic? She literally, like, slaps, like, something off of his head or something. He's like, what the fuck was that? No, he gets so scared. He's like, whoa, you guys. Like, something just fucking touched me. No. And they're like, just lay on the bed. So they basically fuck him over. This was the best part. They sustain their, or restrain their friend. So he can't move.
Fucked up.
Because they notice that she's, like, he's pissing her off and she's actually paying attention to it. And so he's restrained on the bed. She slaps. And then he's like, basically, he's like, I'm done. Like, I can't be here anymore. But yeah, can you believe that? Like, he was touched by her. Like, that's how much energy this ghost has.
Yeah.
Is to touch this man. You don't go into someone's house and disrespect them. No. Not if you want answers and stuff. But yeah, she was not fucking around. So this house. Interesting. That's the episode that basically caught my eye about this place. In the late 1960s, so basically the inn had just been, like, preserved. A lot of people owned it, but it was going in and out of business because nobody wanted to take it, basically. But this guy, John Humphreys, who's pretty well known in the ghost community now because of his experience at this inn, dude, there's some fucked up shit that he claims that happened to him. Like, he has journals and stuff, but essentially, the inn was such a good steal. He had to buy it. He had his two daughters and his wife, and he buys the inn. He basically said that there are two major demons, at least who present themselves in the inn on a day-to-day basis, and it was one a succubus and one an incubus. Basically sex demons, male and sex, or male and female, whatever form. Is that what an incubus and succubus are? Okay. Well, he's seduced, I think, by a succubus.
Okay.
From his writings. Like,
and he lived?
He was basically let her rape him, is what he said. But then started falling for her. So she basically, like, anyway, he the ghosts pretty much are driving him insane. And his wife and daughters are like, dude, this is too fucking haunted for us. We're not staying here. So we're gonna leave.
Yeah.
And John chooses to stay. He literally lets his family leave to stay in this place. And I'm not assuming because he likes it. I'm assuming because something's holding him there, right?
Yeah. Very Shining-esque.
Well, it's interesting how, like, he falls for her. He begins to...
I think that's what happened from his writings. And it's in Old English, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Everything sounds very romantic.
That's true. Holy, that is very true.
Whatever.
Like, once I think he said that she possessed his wife, and then thought he was talking to his wife.
That's a very powerful demon, shape-shifting.
I mean, they're just having a blast at this point. Like, whoever walks in, they're like, yeah, like, we're here. And people do still go.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine that someone would pay that much to stay at this haunted place without knowing it was haunted, but I think people claim that too. Like, I just thought I wanted a room here and it was haunted. I was like, well, you're stupid.
You're stupid. You didn't Google it at all?
Well, like that couple at Cecil Hotel who are like, I just thought it was cheap. We're drinking the body UK water. Couple. Oh, God.
Lisa Lamb.
Sorry, Lisa. Rest in peace.
God.
But no, that one, just hearing their experience has traumatized me. So he basically lived there for a long time until he passed away.
Wow.
And so...
Of old age or what?
Yeah, he bought the house in 68. Yeah, he had some health problems, but he lived for a fairly long time. I don't know exactly what he passed away from, but it wasn't too bad. But before he passed, he also... I don't know why he would stay here, but he said that when he went to sleep, basically a demonic force, this he couldn't see, would grab his arm and dragged him out of his bed across the room.
No.
Every night?
Once.
Oh, once. But oh, my
just,
God.
Like, at that point, you're like,
you go.
I'm so scared that my brain is fucking with me. You know, like, that happens. Mm-hmm. But no, he felt that.
That's true.
So
weird.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
The bishop's room is also considered very haunted in the inn. I'm not exactly sure why, but it's like bishops that haunt that room. Isn't that fucking terrifying?
That's weird.
The church at some point used it as a prison also, and just treated slaves terribly. That's it. They were like, you guys are going to help us build this church right next door, and you're going to stay here in this haunted fucking place. But yeah, no. Oh, yeah. There was also, things found in the walls, like dead animals. These were, like, corpses in the walls. Yeah,
anything in the walls is just, like, unsettling. No.
Well, what are, yeah, no. Whichever one.
Nope.
It's,
no.
It's real homey anything. Looking, yeah. Though.
It's really homey looking.
Please keep it.
The well, then you just want to be surrounded by your fucking
face.
Things you've murdered.
I think that's also something magic, ritualistic. Like, cats are known to protect homes. And I think they might have done that. Like, I'll kill this cat and it'll protect me and I'll put it in the house. Yeah, basically.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, in old timey.
So, yeah, let us know if you've had any weird ghost things happen to you. Janae and I have. That was really creepy.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, we don't like that. Okay. But, yeah, anything, please don't go to these places for fun. I watched this, but, yeah, it's not cool to me. I don't follow those guys who went there. I follow Nukes. He just collects videos of other people being stupid.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
And if you have cultural folklore stories that you want us to cover, let us know, because I really like these episodes.
Yeah.
I think they're interesting.
And with those things, we always like if you will, like, give us some information, like, maybe from your area or things that you know about it, because we want to honor, like, locals when it comes to those things, too.
Yeah, and people of that culture. So, like, you know, don't. Like, white people, don't send me shit about voodoo. I'm not going to read it.
No.
You know? Like,
yeah, don't culturally appropriate.
Like, it is your culture, please.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Tell us things.
Yeah, we want to know. Also, if your house is haunted, I'm especially curious, too.
Yeah.
Also interesting.
Yeah. Yikes. I like listening to haunted things.
But please don't stay anywhere that's not safe.
If you want to see some pictures from this episode, go check out our Instagram at notaboogeyman.
If you want to read today's case, please go to namnav.com. We got the blog there with pictures and stuff that relates.
Yeah, and follow us. Oh, did you say follow us on Instagram?
I did.
Well, that's fine. We'll be follow our Patreon, please. We have very special episodes there. Some cooler content that maybe is more popular that we won't go ahead and share for everyone since it's like, already been said and done. Yeah. But yeah, and there's some cool merch there too.
Yeah.
We want to send you free things.
Please. Join.
Come back next week. We'll continue our series.
Bye.
Yeah.